Okay, Shalom Rav Osei Gedvach. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Samach Gimel. If you remember, on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, we listed a bunch of psulim. If a person has contradictory machshavos, right? Again, you have to shecht korban Pesach with a proper machshava for the people you're shechting it for, people who are allowed to eat the korban Pesach. If you, however, have kavana, if you have a machshava to shecht the korban Pesach for Molim and Arelim, for people who do have a bris and people who don't have a bris. Again, if you don't have a bris, you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So if you shecht it for both those types of people, so the Mishnah had said, kosher, it is okay. So now we're going to quote a brisa on the bottom of Samach Beis and Mabeis here, four lines up. Tanya, that disagrees with that statement. So Tanya will end in a brisa. Achirim Omrim, other people say, and again, it's just important to note, usually when the Gemara says Achirim, it's usually talking about Rabbi Meir. I'm just pointing that out because the Gemara is going to refer to this Shita as Rabbi Meir's Shita on Amud Aleph. So either way, Tanya Achirim Omrim, if the order of having those two people in mind, i.e. Molim and Arelim, people who have a bris and people who don't, the order matters, says Achirim, says the other Rabbanim. If Hikdim Molim La'Arelim, if the first group of people you thought about were the people who had the bris milah, then kosher. Arelim lamolim pasul. But if you started with the people who don't, so then it's pasul. The Gemara says maishna. What's the difference? Molim la'arelim de kosher. Why is the reason the people who have a milah and then people who don't have a milah is kosher because the kula orla ba'idan valeka is because you need for it to be no good. You need to think of the entire group that you're thinking of has to have no bris milah. But arelim lamolim nami kula orla ba'idan valeka. Well, in the other case where you did the arelim first, you're also not thinking about an entire group of people who have no bris milah. I mean, it's just a fancy way of saying what's the difference, right? Why does the matter order? Why does the matter order? Why does the order matter? As Gemara says, "Lema kasafri achirim ina l'shchita ella lebasof." Maybe so the Gemara is going to bring a couple of possibilities. The first one is maybe that the achirim, i.e., Rabbi Meir, holds that ina l'shchita ella lebasof, that the what is the legitimate act of shchita? What is the important act of shchita halachically valid? Meaning a shchita, right? You shecht the kana, the windpipe, and the veshes, and the trachea, other way around. Kana, the trachea, the veshes, the windpipe. Now I'm getting confused. Either way, you need both of them, and in English it's the trachea and the windpipe, and Hebrew it's kind of the veshes. Either way, according to this opinion, according to the Eina L'shchita El L'basof, it's only the end of the shchita that is shaykh, that is halachically relevant. And there are a lot of nafkaminas, most relevant for us is what was your machshava at the end. Right, was your machshava at the end? Right, if you're telling me that, that ein l'shchita el basof, so any machshava that you need to have for the shchita needs to be at the very end, right? At the el basof, at the end of the shchita. So that could be, okay, that could be the shchita. Ukid the Rava, and maybe we're holding like Rava as well, the Amar Rava ein adayin hi machlokes. Because Rava says as well that there's still a machlokes. What do you mean there's still a machlokes? So if you remember what we said before, we mentioned a couple days ago that there's a machlokes Rabbi Meir, i.e. our opinion, and Rabbi Yossi. What happens if a person says that this animal is a korban ola korban shlomim? Well, he says both. So what do we say? Rabbi Meir says, okay, we take the first thing that you say, right? So therefore, it's going to be a korban ola. Rabbi Yossi says that it's both. It's both a korban ola and a korban shlomim. Therefore, you have to allow the animal to graze. Has to get a mum. You have to sell it. And you have to buy both korbanos with the money from this animal. So the question is, let's say you didn't say korban ola korban shlomim, you said half and half. Meaning it's obvious you meant both, right? You mean it's half a korban ola and half a korban shlomim. Right? You can't argue that you meant only one and not the other. So Rav in the Gemara in Zvachim says it's still machlokes. Meaning Rabbi Meir would still take only the first thing you said, and Rabbi Yossi would still take the entire what's it called? The entire statement. So therefore, over here, right, since, again, what ainu l'shchita ella l'basof, right? What's the according to if you take both of these things combined, that you only have one moment, one second, one millisecond for the shchita to be halachically valid. So therefore, it matters what you thought about, and you're telling me that you're taking the original machshava, Like, even in a case like this case where you meant it's for both, right? Because it's for people who have a mila and people who don't. So we're going to take the first thing that you said. So that's the relevant part here. And it's only at that millisecond at the end of the shechita, right? So that is going to be perhaps the split between molin and arelim versus arelim and molin. Right, because hikdim molin la'arelim, therefore, right, again, back in the Gemara. So if you said molin first, right, can Rabbi Meir says that you take the first thing that we're talking about, right? And therefore, molin chayli, arelim lo chayli. Right? People who have a bris milah, that's relevant, that's chal, that takes effect, right? But the makshava for arelim, so that doesn't take effect, because that was afterwards, right? In the elu so can we only take the first thing that we said. So hikdim arelim the molin. If you tell me that, but if you did it the reverse, and you talked about the people who don't have a mila before you have a mila, so then, arelim chayli, the molim lo chayli, then the only thing we're going to take into account is the arelim and not the molim. So that's one possibility. Amar Rabba says, no, lo olam, lo. That's not the pshat. Really, Rabbi Meir can hold that the shechita is the entire process of the shechita. What's the case over here? I guess this is probably too much, but I bit off a little more than I can chew. What's the case? Really, he wants to say both of them, i.e., bein lamolim bein la'arelim, that the shechita should be for both of them. So he said, okay, I want, again, this is the second case, right? When you started with arelim, then you went to molim, this is no good. Right, so you started with you started saying arelim vlo hispik lomer lamolin, and you didn't get to say that it was for the molin ad shenigmar shechita by arelim until you finished the shechita, and you had only said arelim. Right, so just by the uvahapli, well, let's just, I'll say Tosos in a second, but uvahapligi, this is the machlokas. The Rabbi Meir savor lo beinan piv libo shavim. Rabbi Meir says you don't require your heart and your mouth to be on the same page, and therefore we take whatever you said. And therefore, since you said arelim, you didn't get to the molim, so therefore it's no good. For Rabbanan and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, who said that arelim and molim are good regardless of the order, so that's sarei b'inam pivli boshavim, then we do require your heart and your mouth to be on the same page. So if you thought about molim as well, so that's going to be fine, according to Chachamim. By the way, just again, what I wanted to point out before is that Rabbi Meir, if you look at Tosos Dibur Maskel Rabbi Meir, so here Tosos learns from our Gemara that whenever we say Machshava messes up a korban, right? We've been talking about this for a couple of dapim now, right? And we mentioned, I think once I mentioned this Machlokes Rishonim, what is a Machshava's pigle in practice? Is that just the thought of the Kohen that was inappropriate, or does there need to be some sort of speech? Does he have to be Hotzi Mipiv? Does he have to actually say the inappropriate machshava? So that's machlokes rishonim. Tosfos over here learns that you have to actually have an amira, as we just pointed out, right? What did he say? What's the problem here? He said arelim, even though he was thinking about molim and arelim. So Rabbi Meir is going to say the arelim that he said is going to mess things up. Well, why is there even a discussion if pigul is only machshava? Right, what does it matter what he said? So Tosfos learns over here, if you look at the Ramah, you can check it out, the Ramah's Chor Meir, that it must be that when we say there's a pigul b'machshava, there's a messed up, right, all over the Gemara, whenever we say there's a machshava that was inappropriate, that means it's code word for a machshava and an amira, that the Kohen, or whoever involved, actually said what he was thinking. Okay, either way. So that's the second suggestion of what we're talking about. The problem is that Rabbi Meir doesn't really hold like that. As the Gemara points out right now, v'kasav Rabbi Meir lo ba'inan piv libo shavin. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that you need your heart and your mouth to be on the same page. Reminu, I'll bring you a brisa. Stam mishna is Rabbi Meir. Hamiskavin loma truma of amar meiser, meiser of amar truma. Let's say a guy's taking chumas and meisers, and he's thinking about something else, and he says he wanted to take truma, and he says, oh, this is going to be meiser, or he wanted to take meiser, and he says this is going to be truma. I had it today by someone was getting an aliyah today, and gets up to the Torah and says, and everybody's like, all right, calm down, get the right, first bracha is bachabanu, okay, and then we carry on. And sometimes you're just not thinking, and stuff comes out of your mouth, and then you get all confused. So let's say he meant to take one gift, and he gave said another. Or he's taking a neder. He doesn't want to go into a certain house, or he doesn't want to benefit from a certain person, and he says the wrong house, or he says the wrong person. So in that case, Lomar Kluim, he hasn't said anything. Your heart and mind have to be on the same page. So that can't be, or Meir can't hold that, you know, you don't need your thoughts to be on the same page as your heart, and therefore we only go by whatever your mouth says. So Elamar Abai, rather no. This is the third possibility. Reisha, the first part of the Brisa, again, what do we say? We said if it's Molin and then Arelim, then that's kosher. If it's Arelim and then it's Molin, then it's no good. So what's the first part when we said Molin v'Arelim kosher? That's Damar Simon Rishon l'Molin v'Simon Sheni af l'Arelim. What did you do? You split the two Simonim, right? There's this Kana Neveshes, Trachea and the windpipe. So there's one Simon, you said that's going to be for people with a Bris. The second Simon, you said it's also going to be for people who don't have a Bris. But what are you doing? You're including the people who do have a bris in both simonim. So therefore, it's fine. Seifa, what's the second case where you said arelim and then molim is no good? That's where you split it straight up. And you only had a damar simon rishon la arelim, simon sheni la molim. That the first simon was entirely for arelim and the second simon was entirely for molim. Right? The simon rishon halo psiche be molim. You haven't included the people with a bris mila in the first simon. So now, right, that's gonna mess things up. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. According to Rabbi Meir, if you have half of whatever will allow you to do something, right? Again, Shita, you need to shech both of them. So if you have a pigle by half of it, by one simon, that's gonna mess things up. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, if you did a arelim and then molim, and they split it down the middle, that one simon, the kana gets the arelim, the veshes gets the molim, that's no good. The Rabbanan say that is good. Why? Because the Rabbanan l'tamayu, damrei ein mefagim mechatzimatir, that's not pigle. Pigle is only when you mess up the machshava for both, or the entire process that you're doing. Okay. Fine. New Mishnah now. Different topic. We know the Pasuk says that you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach if you still have chametz. Right? The Pasuk says, Los hisbach al chametz dam zivchi. Right? You can't shech the Korban Pesach if you have chametz. And that is, as the Mishnah is going to say, right, an extra iser, right? You're not allowed to have chametz, period. Right? That's Bal Yerel Bal Yimatze. But this is an extra iser. You're not allowed to even check the Korban Pesach if you own chametz. The Mishnah says, Ashocher es ha-Pesach ala chametz. Over below Sase. Right? If you check the Korban Pesach and you still have chametz, you're going to violate an iser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afa tamid. Even if you check the Korban tamid, obviously, on Erev Pesach. Right, obviously, you know, it's not on a random Tuesday in July, right? That doesn't matter. But even if you shech korban tamid and you own chametz on erev Pesach, that's also going to mess things up. Rabbi Shimon Omer ha Pesach bar basar l'shmo chayiv v'shalol l'shmo pater. If you shech the korban Pesach for itself, meaning if you shech a kosher korban Pesach, then you can be chayiv. If for whatever reason you shech the shalol l'shmo, i.e. the korban Pesach is possible, it's no good. So then, potter. Then you're not going to violate this iser of shechting the korban pesach for chametz because you didn't check the korban pesach. Ushar kol hazvachim. And what about all other korbanos? So bein lishman bein shalol lishman potter. Right? Regardless of whether it was for their own sake or for a different sake or for the korban pesach. Right. So then you're going to be potter. Right. Uva moed, but it's on chag itself. Meaning, again, on Yantif, if for whatever reason you shecht the Korban Pesach, so then l'shmo potter. If for whatever reason you shecht the Korban Pesach on Chol HaMoed, so if you shecht it for the Korban Pesach, right, it's no good, right? It's not a good Korban, because Korban Pesach is on Erev Pesach, it's not on Chol HaMoed. So then you're potter, then you're not violating this Isser, because you haven't shechted a proper Korban. But shalom l'shmo chayim, but if you shechted it for a shlomim on Chol HaMoed, and you have chametz, so then you're going to violate the sisera as well. Ushar kol hazvachim and all other korbanos bein lishman bein shalol lishman chayiv, and all other korbanos on chag, on yontif, on pesach, right? Whether it was lishma or not, so then it's still going to be chayiv, because again, any korban is fine, right? You know, as we said, if you shecht the korban ola and you say it was a shlomim, so it just doesn't count. But the korban is good, so you shechted a good korban and you had chametz in your house, so that's going to be. That's going to be chayiv. Chutz min achatos, except for the korban chatos, sheshachtu shalol lishmo. If you shechted not for the sake of a korban chatos, right? We said that's the exception, that Pesach and chatos both need to be lishmo. They need to be for their own sake, as opposed to, I don't know, asham and a shlamim or a shlamim and an ola, etc., etc. So if you therefore if you shecht the korban chatos shalol lishmo, that's not a good korban, and therefore you're not going to violate the issur of shechting a korban on Pesach when you own chametz. Okay, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Olam eino chayev atshei chametz l'shochet ol zorek. Who has to own the chametz that we're talking about here? So Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shlakish says, you're only going to be chayev this iser if the guy who owns the chametz is the guy who's shechting or the guy who's doing the zrika. Or, and this is probably more relevant, right? Ol echad mipnei chavura, or anybody in the group, right? Korban Pesach was shechted for a group of people. So if anybody in that group, you're going to violate that iser. V'ashyehi imo be'azara. And, says Rish Lakish, he needs to have the chametz in his pocket with him in the Azara, not literally in his pocket, but he has to have it with him in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Afal Pisha Eini Mo Be'Azara. Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about? It could be in his house, and he'll still violate this Isser. This Gemara says, Ma'ayukha Miflugi, what's the Machlokas here? Right, two possibilities, and neither of them make sense, as you'll see in a second. Ilema Ba'als B'Samach Miflugi. If you're telling me that the word, they argue about the word Al, right, Lo Sishchat Al Chametz, Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. I mean, what's Al Chametz? What does that mean? Al Chametz, right? If you tell me the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Savar Al Basamach, that Al means next to him, and Rabbi Yochanan Savar Lo Be'inan Al Basamach, that Al does not mean next to him, even if it's in his possession, he'll still violate the Yisr. The problem is, we already had this Machlokas. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah, Hashokhe Todu Lefnim V'lachuma Chutz Lachoma. That's a little bit confusing, but the first lechuma is means it, the korban todas its bread. That's lashon lechem. The second one is choma, yeah, and it really should be lachma chutz lechoma, right? I don't know why Magmar says ulechuma chutz lechoma, but it must be lachma. Right? I mean, it's lechem. Right, so if you shech the korban toda, right? Korban toda comes with 40 loaves. So if you shech the korban toda and its bread is outside the walls, lo kidesh alechem. That lechem is not holy. It's not shaykh to the korban toda at all. My chutz lechoma, what do you mean outside the walls? Rabbi Yochanan Omer, chutz lechoma is base pagi. Rabbi Yochanan says outside of the walls of the base pagi. That, according to Rashi, means outside of Yerushalayim. Right? Rashi says, haynu makam chitzon shu Yerushalayim, hasam hu de chutz lechoma is base pagi, chutz Yerushalayim. Okay. So if you're talking, Rabbi Yochanan says, if the lechem is outside the walls of Yerushalayim, then it's no good. If it's inside the walls of Yerushalayim, then it is good. But if it's outside of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash proper, right? So then the bread counts. That bread is part of the Korban Tamid, Korban Toda. You don't require al. Doesn't mean you literally have to have the bread right next to him. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Afilu Chutz Lachomas Azara Lo Kaddish. Even if it's outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's no good. Alma Beinan Al Basamach, because we require the bread right out in, to be literally next to you or in the vicinity, right, in the same area. So we had that machlokas already. So there can't be all machlokas here. Ela basra safek hamefugi. Rather, maybe it's the machlokas of hasra safek. This is already talked about again elsewhere, many places. Elsewhere, the Gemara we're going to quote is at least in Makos. And let's see on the side. Yeah, okay, in Shavuos and in Temura. Basically, hasra, right, to get malchus in Beis Din, or to get a punishment in Beis Din. In Beis Din, a person needs to be warned by two edim. The standard case of hasra is, you know, guy is about to kill somebody, two edim say, don't kill him, you'll be chayav misa, etc., etc., and the guy, sure enough, pulls the trigger. So, that's hasra, right? And again, that's hasras vadai, because that's definite warning. Right? Because the guy is about to violate the iser, if you violate the iser, you're chayav, the end. What's hasras safek? Hasras safek is, you're not sure if he's going to do the action or not, or whether he's going to violate the iser or not. Does that count as an actual hasra? So, let's explain. The Gemara goes right there. The machlokas is, but the problem is, if this is the machlokas, but whether about you're talking about hasra safek, right, again, meaning if the bread is right next to him, so then we know, again, just applying it back to our case, right, why did therefore they argue whether if the chametz has to be right next to you? Because, well, according to Rish Lakish, the bread has to be next to you because if we say you're going to violate this iser, well, we know there's the chametz, we can see for a fact that you're violating the iser. But if your chametz is in your house, yeah, and then you walk through the cobblestone streets of Yerushalayim. It takes half an hour, I don't know, to get the Beis HaMikdash. So that chametz could be gone. Right? Somebody could have eaten it. The mouse could have taken it away. We have no idea. We think you own chametz, but you know you owned chametz an hour ago. But what about now? So it's a suffix. It's a suffix whether the person is going to violate that iser. So the problem is, Bahanami Pligi, right? We also already had that machlokes, Echad HaZimna, once before. The Itmari said, Shavua she'achal kikar zu hayom, ve'avar hayom ve'lo achla. Let's say a person swears that he's gonna eat this loaf of bread today. And then, you know, today passes and he didn't eat it. So both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish say there's no malchus, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, da'amri tavayo eino loke, Problem is, this is the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loka Mishum Dehavelei Lav Shem B'Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa. There was no action here that you did. It violated your shvuah. You just sat back and did nothing. V'chol Lav Shem B'Maisa Eino Loka Nalav. If there's no action for your iser, you're not going to get malchus. Aval asra safek shma asra. But when you give that person asra, right, you got to eat this bread, otherwise you're going to get malchus. Well, it's 10 minutes before sundown. You're not sure if he's going to eat the bread or not. You don't know. Maybe he'll eat the bread. It's an hour earlier, 2 hours earlier. It's still asra safek. You're not sure if it's going to happen. You're not sure if there's going to be a violation of this iser, so that's still a legitimate asra. No, the reason you don't get malchus is because it's asra safek, and therefore asra safek lo shmei asra, and therefore there was no warning given to this guy. It's not legitimate asra. But he would get malchus even though there's no action involved. So we had this machlokas as to whether asra safek counts or not as an actual legitimate asra. So Amris, they said to explain this, Lolam ba'al b'sama kam nefugi. Actually, the machlokas actually is whether al means that you have to have the item next to you physically or not. Utsricha, and you need both cases, right? Again, you have the case of the toda and the lechem, whether the lechem has to be close to the korban toda or not, and our case, whether the chametz needs to be close to the korban or not. And both of them, again, we have this machlokas, whether al means next to you or not. That's, and we need both of these cases. Da'af ligu le'inyan chametz, because if you would have only had the machlokas here by chametz, havamina bahu deka amar Rabbi Yochanan, that's when Rabbi Yochanan says the lo be'inan al basamach, that you don't need the chametz right next to you, b'shem de iserhu v'chol eicha de isay, because it's still an iser wherever it is. Avalinyan mikdash lechem, but in terms of determining whether the bread is kadosh or not, and part of this korban, so then lo kadosh ela b'fnin. So then it's only going to be kadosh if it's inside the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's somewhere in Beit Vegan, in Har Yerushalayim, so then it's not going to be kadosh. So ema modeli Rishon ben Lakish. Then you might have thought that Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rish Lakish and says that you need the bread in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. To be in an al basarach, that you need it next to it. Because if it's next to him, it's kadosh, and if not, not. Because it's just like, seemingly just like a klisharis, right? A klisharis is a utensil in the Beis HaMikdash. It's makdish anything that goes into it. For example, the ketores had to go inside a klisharis, so anything that is inside, right? If you have a ton of ketores, so just an example, or let's say korban mincha, probably a better example. If you have a ton of flour there, whatever you put in the klisharis is holy, whatever you don't is not. So you might have thought, yeah, the lechem has to be inside the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, tzricha, therefore, we need that machlokas. We need to teach me that there's also machlokas in that case. V'yesh minin linyan mikdash lechem. And if you would have only had the machlokas by the korban toda and the lechem, havamina b'hach kamar Reish Lakish ben Lakish to be in an alba samach. That's where you might have thought that that's where Reish Lakish says you need the bread next to him. The isay gavai kadosh yilo lo kadosh, because if it's next to him, it's kadosh. The bread is going to be kadosh, and if not, not. But in terms of chametz, maybe modulated Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he would agree with Rabbi Yochanan. The little bein in alba samach, that you don't need the chametz to be right next to him. The isurahu v'cholecha the isay, because it's just aser. It's aser if you don't chametz, and wherever it is, and you're going to violate this iser. So therefore, tzricha. Therefore, we need both machlokzim. Okay. Boy Minerva of Oshia Mi Rabbi Ami. Ein lo l'shochet, maybe the guy, let's say the guy who's shechting the Korban Pesach doesn't have any chametz, he's a kohen. But v'yish lo lechem ben b'nei chabura. But let's say someone in the group he's shechting it for does have chametz. Maho, what's the din? So Amar Lei, he said back to him, Mi lo ksiv, mi ksiv lo sheshchat al chemtzecha. Does it say you shouldn't shecht about your chametz? No, lo sheshchat al chametz ksiv. Right? He said you shouldn't shecht for chametz, meaning that there is an iser, regardless of who owns the chametz. It doesn't have to be yours specifically, right? It's not shecht to every single person, but there can't be any chametz in the group. So Malay Ihachi, well, if that's true, I feel the sofa lechad b'sofa olam nami. Well, in that case, in the davar sof, right? If any Jew owns chametz in the world, right? If you tell me it doesn't have to be yours, it just has to be, there has to be chametz, so then maybe any Jew in the world. So Malay, no, I'm a kra lo sishchad v'lo yolin. The pasuk says back to back, "Lo sisha shchar chametz dam zivchi, v'lo yolin labokah zevach chag pasach." You shouldn't chef the chametz over the Korban Pesach with chametz, and you shouldn't leave it over until morning. Right? And that's again, right, you can't leave the Korban Pesach until morning. So the Torah links the two of those, and therefore it combines. Well, not combines, but it makes them. I guess linked is probably a good word. Right? Those two halachas are linked. Lo sishchar al chametz hanach the kaimel mishum lo yolin. Who is forbidden for having chametz? Who is relevant, right, for shechting the Korban Pesach and not having chametz? Anybody who the isser of don't leave it over overnight is shayach to. So who's that shayach to? So that's only the bnei chabura, only the people in your chabura. So they're the ones who are commanded not to leave the Korban Pesach overnight. So they're also the ones who are therefore commanded not to shech the Korban Pesach with chametz. So if they have chametz, then you're going to violate the isser. But if they don't, then everything, right? That's where you draw the line. Amar Papa Hilchah Kohen Amakter Zachelev over below Sase. Therefore, if you have the Kohen, who therefore applies, the Israel having chametz, also applies to the Kohen who's putting the chelev, the fats, right, the emurim, overnight. If he has chametz, you also violate whole v'yeshna b'chal halanas emurim, because he's also included in the iser of lo yolin. Right, you're not allowed to leave over the Korban Pesach that you're eating. You're also not allowed to leave over the emurim, the fats that need to be burned all night. So if the Kohen is part of that, if you're linking the chametz, shechting over with chametz in your house, and leaving the fats and whatever, the Korban Pesach overnight, so the Kohen involved in burning the fats is also part of that cheshbon. Okay, we're going to bring a braisa to prove that, and I'm going to ask a question on it. We'll call it here, because that's already a continuous discussion. Okay, Rav Ossi, have a great night, and Shabbat Tov, and we'll go back to the Hilchos Shas tomorrow.